9:09 on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James this, well, I should say today. I can't say this week because he'll be back tomorrow. But it's time for our conversation with the Ham Radio Club and Joe Vest with us this morning. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. And it's John.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's a Monday thing I would have done. John Vest, good enough to join us. There we go. Now I feel bad.
No reason.
Now you have one opportunity to call me Shane. So use it wisely. But what's the latest that's going on with the Ham Radio Club?
Tomorrow evening, we're having a meeting at 7 o'clock at the Reawakening here in downtown Coffeyville. It's our monthly meeting, and we're also going to have a guest speaker there and to talk to us about getting back involved with the ham radio part of the emergency management in Montgomery County and the lower nine counties here in Kansas. And I believe we're going to have two emergency managers there to speak to us about it. And it's going to be real interesting, and everybody's welcome to come to the meeting. We have, you know, plenty of room there for everybody to come in.
And I know James is, it's something that James is very passionate about, of course, with the options that ham radio provides for the event of an emergency or the event of being without power or something like that. Sometimes, you know, it's maybe the only usable form of communication in certain circumstances. So it's a great opportunity for people to learn more about it and be familiar with how to use it in the event of an emergency.
Yes, it is. And we encourage everybody to come out to learn more about it. We give testing every month, or we try to every month. We can do that anytime. We also will teach classes on how to, you know, on getting your license and everything. And over this year, we've had like about 8 to 10 that have gotten their license. And it's still a growing hobby for a lot of people in the United States and all over the world.
Absolutely, it is. And for people that are maybe interested in signing up for one of those classes or wanting to know a little bit more information about it, where can they get a hold of you or get a hold of somebody who can help them out?
They can call me anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, or text me at 620-515-0097, or they can go to our Facebook page, Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. We also have a website, same thing, and they can go to either one, and it'll give them what they need to know and how to get a hold of us.
And for people who are maybe looking to learn a little bit more about ham radio, and or maybe who just don't know as much about it, what would be some of those, initial lessons you'd teach, or some of that basic information that is important for, you know, everybody to know?
We would have a little class, and we would give them information on how to get their license, help them study for their license. You do have to have a license to be on ham radio, and it's not that hard. It just teaches you the fundamentals of radio and everything. And it is a interesting little class, actually. It teaches you a lot in the class.
And I'm sure that's, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, it not being very difficult, because I'm sure that's a feeling that a lot of people experience, is that maybe it's too hard for them or something that would be too complicated for them. So what causes people to kind of feel that way, and why is that not the case?
Well, at one time you had to know Morse code to be able to get your novice license. And then when they did away with novice, you had to have it for your technician's license. Now they've done away with Morse code. And Morse code was kind of hard for a lot of people to learn. It's not something that's real, real easy or, you know, fast learning. And now you don't have to have that. And it used to be an expensive hobby, and it's gotten to the point where it's not expensive. You can get a radio for anywhere from $20 to $30. And right now, our club is offering you a free radio, a small radio, if you get your license. We give it to you free, and that it's a handheld, and it will, you know, do everything you want it to do.
You can't beat that. You can't beat free radio, can you?
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by again. Thanks so much, John Vest. And again, I only make that mistake once. Again, one more time for people who are maybe just joining us, the details, the time, the place for that upcoming event, that upcoming seminar.
The event and seminar is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. At the Reawakening down here on 9th Street here in downtown Coffeyville. And like I said, it's open to the public. Everybody can come. More the merrier. I mean, and it's a place where you can just talk and learn more stuff about ham radio also.
Great stuff. And again, a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about ham radio. Maybe find a hobby, maybe get a free radio along the way. John Vest with the Ham Radio Club, good enough to join us this morning on the Mighty 690. John, thank you so much for the time. We do appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. We appreciate you guys being there for us.
Absolutely. And we're going to step away for just a few moments. Open line resumes on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.